Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Dawn.
Happy Wednesday. Thanks for being flexible. I had just got back from my trip last week, and I was like kind of crashing energetically between, you know, the West Coast and the East Coast. So I wasn't quite prepared to do a show last week, but I'm back.
I'm glad to have you back.
Aww. That's why I could never live anywhere else for very long, because I have such great friends here. You know, the energy is very different here. It's like, it's heavy, it's dense in Columbus, Ohio, but boy, there's good people.
Mm. Yes, there is.
So I would like to meditate for a minute, if everyone's okay with that, kind of go in and check in. Also gives the chance for the 12 o'clock, it's Wednesday, sirens to calm down. And also gets me tapped in so that I can do some readings here in a bit. So if you're online or you're listening and you're wanting to get a reading, I would love to do that. Just a little insight on that. You know, my readings are very intuitive, not necessarily full on, you know, old school psychic. Even though I can be psychic, what I'm finding, especially after the last couple months when the earth had a vibrational shift, that the future is much, we're manifesting at a much quicker rate than we used to. So the future is not set in stone. I mean, it never has been, but at this point, we're able to manifest, you know, big changes really quickly. So, you know, as you move, you're manifesting. It's kind of like a choose your own chapter storybook. I don't know if anyone read those when they were little, but like you could, you know, you could either chase after the tiger or go in the cave. And depending on what you chose in that novel, in that little book, you know, middle school, you could either, you would go on a whole new adventure. So my readings today are really, they're more, you know, really ancient and some lost wisdom teachings. With modern examples, how they apply today, you know, also using my intuition. So I just wanted to explain that to people who call in for readings. I know sometimes people might be expecting, like, you know, the old school, like, will I get a job in 3 months? And, you know, sometimes that is set in stone and sometimes it's not. So I want to be very clear about, you know, how that's working and how my medicine works. That being said, I would love callers and some readings here in a few minutes. So hang tight with us and let's all drop in and check in somatically into our bodies and see, you know, what's going on. So just noticing, you know, the excitement in the air, or maybe you're feeling, notice your feelings first. So notice, you know, any sense of pleasure, joy, anxiety, anger, like wherever you're at in the moment, maybe give that a second to witness. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you're confused and numb. I'm personally feeling very joyful and excited. So I'm noticing how that's going up and down from my belly to my chest. There's the synergy of energy. So notice how that emotion moves in your body. And perhaps witness how it changes. You know, a lot of times when we bring our presence to a place in our, you know, our body, mind, psyche, or emotion, it immediately, our system gets so excited that we're not on the phone or not being entertained or not anesthetizing and that we're being present, and it has a lot to say. Your body has been waiting for you. It has so much information and stuff to share with you. It's really valuable to take a few moments to contact your breath, Sink into your chair. Hear the sounds around you. Maybe you can hear nature. Maybe you hear traffic. What sounds with your eyes closed can you hear while still sensing your body? Are there any scents? Can you use your sense of smell to add into your witnessing? I'm always burning Palo Santo because it really relaxes me. I'm breathing that in. And then with your next exhale, make it a little slightly deeper but comfortable and really sink in being here now, where you're at. Feel your feet making contact with floor, earth. Maybe let your back muscles start to unravel and trust. Trust that for this moment you can be carried and you don't have to have shields up. There's nothing in this moment, if you're listening, that's coming to get you. You're probably safe, safe to just be for a moment. And so when I use the word safe, see if you can notice in your body what happens, because that's a really loaded energetic frequency word. You know, safety is our root chakra. Notice if your breath, when I say safe, if it kind of, you know, quivers, or if your heart jumps a little bit, or maybe your shoulders hunch up. Does your body really believe that it's safe? Can it find a sense of safety? That's really what I do in my session work with people, is help them find that sense of safety in their body. Because truthfully, the world is very chaotic. And we're going to continue to be in this multifaceted, multidimensional reality. And we must get really deep and start practicing this, listening to our bodies, following the energy. Simplicity of mindfulness, just being as much as possible to resource in the chaotic times, in the switchover of the ages. So to end, why don't you just take one of your hands and kind of start rubbing your heart, just really caressing it and giving it some nurturing and some affection. Thank you. Thanking yourself. Thank you, body, for performing the way you do. Thank you, body, for effortlessly giving us breath, for our effortless heartbeats. Thank you for carrying us through this lifetime. And thank you, heart, for being willing to stay open. And thank you, heart, for when you put shields up, you know, when we have been hurt and we do need that shield up, energetic shield up for a little bit. And I'm wondering if while you either tap or kind of caress your chest, your heart, if you can get a sense of trusting in that space, when you know when it's time to protect and when it's time to open, when it's time to retract, when it's time to open. Beautiful. So one more big breath, and you can make an audible exhale. Or a brrr, just kind of release the rest of any tension that's in your body. And we have a wonderful hour set up for you to explore. Possibly, depending on where me and Iggy go with it, but I have some definite inspirations on focusing on our strengths and working in teams and of course I pulled a few of my needs cards because I love the compassionate communication themes of 47 universal needs, 47 universal emotions. What's behind that is, like, as you were doing your meditation, you were noticing what was coming up in you. Like, if you were feeling peaceful and bliss and joy, like I was feeling, that means that a lot of my needs are being met right now. either from others or I'm making them happen, you know? And then the opposite is true. If feeling angry or sad or frustrated, there's like some really potent needs not being met. So what were you feeling, Iggy? I'm curious.
I was actually, first off, I started gigging a little bit when you mentioned the sirens, because I remember the first time we did your show, we didn't realize it was a Wednesday, the sirens. So I was like, okay, that's cool. I like that. And, but then I got relaxed. I felt real comfortable. I'm also holding a piece of turquoise in my hand and just breathing, just following the meditation. And, I wasn't fearful, you know, I mean, until you had mentioned something, you know, that, you know, I think, well, there's parts of me, probably a little bit of fear, but I'm not sure what it was, because I think I was just thinking about my friend who passed away. I just found out today he died, and it was kind of a shock to me, because I just, like, talked to him, like, a couple weeks ago, you know, I was just, but I was real relaxed, and I think it was, I took the moment to just, you know, listen to your voice and just sink into the chair, and yeah, it felt really good. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome. When I went to San Francisco, it was a multifaceted trip going out west to Northern California. You know, one was to see my friend and to get away. And then we also came up with a workshop together. So that was really exciting. And I was really excited about the offering. And I had done my Eve and Lilith journey, which, so it's a meditation, but it actually takes people really deep into their subconscious. I've done it one-on-one, but I hadn't done it in a group setting. So I was really interested to take a group into a journey to meet their, you know, these separated, fractured parts of the divine feminine, and then to hear feedback of how, like, when we go into our bodies and we visualize, you know, part of the Eve and Lilith meditation is introducing, you know, I create a space where you can meet your own personal Eve and Lilith. And, like, you know, it kind of amazed me. One of the participants, it was like being on ayahuasca. She got up, she thought she was going to throw up, you know, her Eve and Lilith were throwing punches. And then other people on the journey, they were like, oh, you know, they were, you know, they met and they were able to click, or, you know, it looked like this part of me and this part of me. And the thing about meditation, there's different kinds, but if you're going to do the visualizing and if you're going to go inside and do some tracking, is that it's going to be more beneficial and positive and move more energy a lot of times than, you know, talking or information or facts or knowledge, what we tend to do. At least this is my findings. And but yeah, San Francisco was really beautiful, and we were able to do a yoni steam with it. So my friend, I want to plug her. She is KaliHolisticHealing.com, and she sells yoni steam herbs and the chairs, which are, you know, she created these really cool chairs for yoni steams. And yoni steam is a ancient practice of for women, of like herbal boiling herbs, and then you know, you sit in a chair with a hole, and it literally just steams your vagina, it steams your yoni, and it tones the uterus, clears things out, helps with fertility, and there's a spiritual cleansing that happens too. So I was able to actually do the guided meditation while women are clearing. It was so powerful. It was really cool.
Sounds interesting. I think, you know, Nicole Karras does that too, I believe, some type of steam cleaning like that as well.
I love it. You called it steam cleaning. Yes, yes. She does steam cleaning.
It's like a little
cleaning.
Sweat
That's
lodge.
That's why I introduced it. It is.
Yeah, a little sweat
it's
lodge between your legs.
For your vagina. It is. Yeah, here's the thing. When she first mentioned it a few years ago, I was kind of, I mean, in shock. Like, I was like, ooh, that's really weird, you know? And the yoni egg, the crystals that women are using, like, these are really ancient practices that have been, they're part of what I was talking about in the beginning, those, you know, those lost wisdom teachings. And because they were repressed, and sex and the, you know, and private parts have been private, they've been so shamed and so, you know, weirded out in this culture, that, you know, even when I first heard, being a very open person, when I first heard it, I was like, ooh, that is weird. So, but at this point now I've done it enough to where I understand and I remember, you know, all those past lives where this is very common, you know, these were very common ceremonial practices, and I'm so glad they're coming back. I mean, there's going to be, I believe we're going to get to see great healing on this planet. We're seeing it now while I'm alive, you know, it's really, really cool. And so I'm holding space for both the fear of, there's this collective fear, right? And it started, I swear it started the day that Donald Trump became president. I woke up and I almost threw up. I was like, well, I'm okay because I know the big picture. And I went into yoga and I almost threw up. And I've been upset to my stomach off and on since last November. And I'm not feeling, it's not coming from me. It's coming from the collective and the worry and the fear and not being able to process things. So, you know, it really brings me a peace of mind knowing that these ancient practices are being practiced, coming back. You know, you do sweat lodges and the sweat lodges, and these are like huge. And I really, you know, what's the word, advocate or hope that even quote unquote muggles or normies, which I don't think those are even real things. I think everyone's just been kind of, you know, anesthetized by the media. I think everyone has magic in them. Feel free to come try things. Feel free to come try the drum circle at Shakti Shakedown. Like, even if you're like corporate America, scared to death, if you feel a pull, come. Come get primal with us.
Yes, absolutely. I'm excited for that.
Me too. I've already had some really nice visions, and we'll give you the dates and all that for it. But there's the three needs cards I want to bring up because I'm curious. We could talk about them. And the reason why is it's like the beauty and aesthetics. So there's actually a universal need for beauty and seeing beautiful things, which it's cool that this card came up in May because everything's so, even though it's a little cold here, everything's so pretty. And I'd really like to make that event, you know, just aesthetically pleasing. And so that's one of the universal needs. There's three that fell out. So they really wanted everyone to know that we're all needing some equality, affection, and the beauty and aesthetics. So the affection, I just had to get really tender because I am feeling like this really, you know, this need not just for intimacy and connection, because those are two of the universal needs, but affection, like real. I mean, I'm thinking about like the meme that you sent me and Amber the other day. Like,
the
not
llama
quite
one.
That, but you know, yeah.
That was
like
funny.
Feeling like isolated and needing that, you know, that sense of touch and belonging and yeah. Mm-hmm. Equality.
I thought you guys would
well.
Like that. I thought you guys would like that.
You always know how to make us laugh. You know how to make everyone laugh. I love it.
Some days are good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Some
I'm
days you
sure
feel like
the
only dog at the llama orgy. That's what it is. That's what it was.
That's the meme. Say it again. Say it again.
Oh yeah, some days are good, okay, and some days you just feel like you're the only dog at the llama orgy. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, there was like three llamas getting it in, and then just a little dog looking so sad beside him, like, dang, I wish I was a llama. Oh, man, we've all felt like that. But I'm in a really good place. You know, the shadow work that I've been doing for a couple years, and all the initiations, losing the teeth to gain gifts and blah, 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 and working, you know, it's helped to work with a practitioner that does the shamanic trances, Susan Josephine, that it looks like it's open. She does, you know, some trances every couple months that her mom had developed, and they're really, really powerful. And so I've been, you know, I've hung out with her a few times, and she's teaching me some helping me on my journey of learning some of the ancient lost teachings and how, you know, some practices to to stay healthy during it. Because if I try to practice a lot of this stuff on my own as it comes through from spirit, I don't know all of the facts and then I end up like drained. So she's like, you have to give, you're giving spirit offerings, but you're not giving the planet and animal these kind of offerings. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I came to you with like, oh, I need to do a medicine wheel if I'm going to do a ceremony first. And so I'm just learning as I go.
That's all we all do, right?
Yeah.
As we
go. You've taught me so much. Mm-hmm.
Well, you've taught me too. I'm watching you from afar as well. And I also work with you on some projects too. But it's cool to watch, you know, how you evolving and you're going through your new medicine wheels and your new things that you do and your videos. And, you know, you're a very animated person as well.
I've recently had a friend inspire me. He's like, you need to write. You need to write. So I broke open my, you know, my memoir, my Even Lilith, the story of the repressed feminine. And I was just writing and writing and writing. And I'm in the middle of it. I'm like, I want to make it more like Jenny McCarthy, Chelsea Handler style. Like, this shit is so heavy. Why not add the humor into it too? So like, you know, instead of saying my stepmom, I'm like my step monster. And, you know, there's my dad and I'm like, well, he failed at being Captain Save-A-Ho this time. Like I was just really putting a lot of,
you said Captain Save-A-Ho.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my funny. Dad, third wife. Totally. This was a Captain Save-A-Ho scenario. My stepmom was,
that's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's making me so happy to like write this down and have worked and witnessed and channeled through so much healing around that experience of being totally alone and so much trauma and then finding the humor in it. It's like humor is so healing, so healing. And what we resist persists. And I'm noticing that I'm growing in capacity, and I'm curious if other people are too. I think this is definitely a collective thing. And being able to, when we were in that guided meditation, it came up shields, which I was interested that was channeling through, because I'm noticing some of my shields coming down and me being willing to be more vulnerable in different places. So this new age really is happening. We are going from I to we, and it's very gentle process I'm noticing for me, because I was afraid it would be, you know, just us living in our individual homes and then boom, we're all like, you know, in these tribes again. I'm like, I don't know if I can handle it, but it's definitely, it's unfolding so gently.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a heads up, we do have a lot of callers online just in case. So we just want to let you know if you want to move that direction at some point. But it's your show, so you take it wherever you want. But I just want to let you know.
Oh, sure. Let's take some callers. Why not? Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Let's take a 16 seconds so you can kind of focus yourself and I can get the switchboard running here right. And we'll be right back, okay?
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to the Gypsy Wagon Hour with Dawn of the New Era on WithInsightsRadio.com, and we're back.
We're back. We're going to take some callers. Woo-woo!
All right, here we go. I'm going to click the button and see where he goes.
Hi, do we have caller? Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. How can we help you? Do you have a question, comment, a little reading?
A little reading would be awesome.
Okay, let's do it.
I wanted to see what you were picking up on my relocation to California. I am going out for a scouting trip next Wednesday, and I'm just nervous. It's just brand new for me.
Ooh.
but I still feel like my heart wants me to go and that I'll be happy there and engaged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On all levels.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, so I'm a big fan of. Are you getting upper or lower or the middle?
I think Malibu, Topanga, somewhere in there. Maybe LA. Depends. I'm not the biggest people person, so I'm like going to the most populated place on there.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I found that to be the most intense part of California. The big cities are very populated. But let me see what we got here. So it does look like it would be a fertile place for you. So there's definitely that juiciness that you're feeling there is definitely available to you. There is, especially when it comes to, you're saying on all levels, which really, really excited me. I was like, I feel that on all levels. There's potential for, you know, connecting with people and growing as a person by finding these people there that are mirrors of your more excitable self. So like the people that you're around now, you love them, you always will, but your community now has gotten a bit stale. It's hit with, you know, what they call the glass ceiling. There's kind of like no other place to grow with them. And you are a growing person. I mean, you are a person who loves to grow and change. And you're also the type of person that might be afraid, but does it anyways. And so that's what your guides are saying. To feel it out and to really be in the moment in this process of the shifting that you're going through. It's funny because we were talking about the spiritual law of attraction at the beginning of the show, and Melchizedek is coming in to let you know that you are a master manifester. So be careful of what you're saying when you're preparing for even the visit, say, when you're going out there. You really want to notice when you're saying kind of protective or survivalism things versus, you know, bliss, like it's going to be amazing. I'm going to be supported. I will make, you know, an abundance. I will have an abundance of friends, because there's still that little, you know, that little inner child voice that's always going to be a little scared of change. Am I going to be safe with change? Will we really, you know?
Right.
But, you definitely have some writing to do, like writing about it, writing while you're there. I see you submitting. I don't know if you're going to be submitting an article or what, but you're definitely a writer. I see that. And so not only writing, but listening to others and then writing, and kind of you're definitely inspired by people. So beautiful. I'm so excited for you. And then the last thing your guides want you to know is that you need to drink more water, that you're thirsty. You're a little slightly dehydrated.
Slightly dehydrated. I was just licking my lips going, oh, my God, chapsticks, please.
Chapstick and some nice mineralized water. Yeah.
And I just wanted to say what you were saying about the election and how you've been feeling. I've been grossed since then, too, like not well, like trying to protect myself. And that's why I'm like being super cautious even about moving out of this conservative place that I am and more into probably something in more of alignment. But the collective is not happy and it makes me unhappy. And so I'm being extra cautious.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for sharing that. To me, it feels supportive not to be alone in it, you know? I mean, sometimes I get frustrated that, you know, I know that this stomach ache is from, or the stomach issues aren't from anything that I'm doing, and there's a powerlessness in that. And, you know, all I can do is practice sitting with the belly and saying, I hear you. I know this is a lot to digest, that there's so many scared people. But knowing that you and other people are also having body, you know, responses to it, it just helps not to be alone. It's scarier when I'm alone in it. So, aww.
It's visceral.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Awesome.
It's visceral,
I appreciate you too.
Yeah, for sure. Take care.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Nice.
Yeah. That's That's really beautiful. It's so funny. Of course, she said California.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing. I was like, Cali, Cali.
I'm not even going to pull cards. Move to California. Do it. So it's cool. I think next time I go, I'm going to try to get up to me and my friend Cass Wakali, Holistic Healing Girl. We're going to try to get up to Mount Shasta because that's one of the main places in the United States that I have a goal to reach.
Yeah.
There's some kind of energetic grid there for me. I've been trying to get there for years.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
What was her name again?
I can't remember. I don't remember names very well.
Your friend in California.
Oh, her name is Cass. C-A-S-S,
oh,
and her website is Kali Holistic. Yeah. We called in Kali and Lilith, which, if you do both of those energies, you're just asking for some primal tribal energy.
Because I heard you say Cass, a holistic girl, and I was like, that's a cool name.
That's cool, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, pretty good.
She's so cool. Oh, my gosh. She really inspired me. I'm like, man, I got to step up my cool game. When she took me to a party bus, it's like gigantic. It's like a tour bus, but it's gutted out and it has DJ equipment and like a little bench in the back and like a space in these party buses in California. They like have like change out DJs and like the people change too. Like you'll be on the bus dancing and then you go out and stand by the ocean for a little bit, get some fresh air, and then you go back on. And you're like, there's a whole new set of people on this party bus. Whoa,
wow.
My mind's blowed. Oh, it's so cool. Yeah, that was exciting. One thing I know about me, and this is interesting, because Michael, I was like, what do you think the themes are? Like, what have I been talking smack about lately? So in case I can kind of like pinpoint some themes for the show today. And he brought up compromise, which I thought was interesting and kind of like, you know, I'm compromising as a negotiating my pride. Today is the full moon in Scorpio, so like primal needs, desires, like they're so strong. And I can't repress mine very easily. I have to find a compromise with them, an outlet. That's Lilith. Eve is more the one that can, you know, sit and listen to instructions and do it. That's the, you know, the energy that I don't have a ton of, actually. I have, like, I want to be wild, and I want to dance on party buses, and then I want to go to, you know, another place, and I want to lay on the beach. So where's that compromise? Because the truth is, you know, I also soul contracted to be a mom of a Virgo child. Virgos need all the structure in order. They don't want any change. So she really gets me to balance and compromise and keeps me anchored in this. And probably is my biggest teacher of all the teachers, to be honest. Yeah.
Nice. I'm looking at your video here of you on the party bus.
Oh, I love that video.
That's funny.
And the music. Oh, the music in San Francisco was so good. One of my favorite DJs is Yeti. And I saw him at Rootwire, and I've seen him at Bass Jam, at Scully's, and I told my friend Cass, I was like, man, Yeti's playing this weekend in Columbus. And she's like, what? Yeti was out here in San Francisco for a while. And I'm like, well, no wonder I love him. He's got that that West Coast. It's so good. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Do we have any more callers? I've got my card down. I'm ready.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Clicking the button here. Click.
Hello?
Hi, this is Dawn. Hi, how's it going?
Hello. It's my first time listening to y'all. You know, I like the show so far. I'm calling from out of Connecticut. And I just had a question about, because I just learned 2 days ago that four of my chakras, you know, are weak, and I have to work on them. It's the my heart chakra, my root chakra, my sacral, and my solar plex. And when I was learning about this, you know, I had like a sort of a not like a breakdown, but, you know, sort of a revelation, so to speak, about things that I've been doing in the past and knowing exactly why these chakras are weak like how they are. So
mm-hmm.
it definitely gave me another insight on how I want to start living my life. So I was just wondering, what are the cards saying, or, you know, what are the, you know, the spirits is saying about me getting these four chakras in alignment?
Awesome. Wow. Thanks for sharing that. Just your story with that, your experience, really excites me. I love hearing people go through a quick awakening. I mean, slow awakenings are exciting too, you know, as long as we're awakening and not staying in the illusion. But the fact that you were moved so much and you were able to apply, like, things in your life that are happening, the people around you, your behaviors. One thing I'm hearing with you very specifically is boundaries. So, like, when it comes to the first and second chakra, they're really attached to, you know, safety, emotions, creativity. They're the more I chakras. So, you know, it's about, you know, you, your purpose here. And then as you go up and you have the solar plexus, that's your power in the world. So I see you really figuring out, you know, what it means to be powerful. Because in the past, powerful might have meant things that, you know, actions or vibrations or being around people that were a lower frequency, that then, you know, therefore their sense of power might have been attached to control. We all have that to a certain degree. True power is like understanding when something resonates with you and when it doesn't. So let me see here. And I also am hearing your guides wanting me to remind you that as you step into a process such as contacting these energy centers, what you want to do, first of all, is what we did at the very beginning, and if you didn't catch it, and you can always go back and listen to it, is tracking those spaces and letting them tell their stories, because you have stories in each one of those energy points. You know, you have a story of when, you know, a parent took something away and you lost your power. You know, that lives in your solar plexus. Or you have that, you know, that person that broke your heart, and that lives in your heart. And so in order, when we say, you know, that there's something, there's a block, or there's, you know, slower frequencies happening in a chakra, it just means it needs witnessed to clear out. So you can do some of that yourself by sitting with it, and just kind of like noticing the sensation, setting breath there, visualizing colors to clear it out. And I'm also hearing finding someone to hold space. So like allowing like someone like, you know, Iggy who can go in and help facilitate an energetic space to clear those. Now the cards, I'm spending a lot of time with you because I was so excited about your question and your experience.
I really attribute that to this Scorpio energy that's coming today, because I had realized this 2 days ago. And like I said, it made me really dig into my subconscious and it really brought me to tears. So I really attribute that to the Scorpio.
Yes, I would definitely attribute a lot of that to this. It's supposed to be a great awakening lineup. And, the key is to be really gentle with yourself during it, because what Scorpio is, you know, has a lot of dark Pluto shadow nature to it. My own personal, you know, belief and teaching is that we have to, instead of trying to fix it or cure it or make it better, that it's not about doing any of that. It's actually about saying, okay, so the Scorpio, you know, here is what's going on, and how can I find peace with what is? Because you see, the universe can use shadow sides, darker things, you know, to make good in the world. We never know why we have these parts of us that we might not be so comfortable. It's not our job to fix them, actually. It's our job to, A, not hurt ourselves or others, first of all. But after that, find a way to love those parts, nurture them, and accept them. You, as well as the last caller, are also in a in alignment with attracting spiritual law of attraction. So you really want to choose peace. Yogananda is an ascended master coming in to work with you. I don't know if you like to read books. I also know that there's a documentary on Yogananda, but there's something about you and your story and your ancestor lineage and some clearing in your chakras about, you know, finding the peaceful path and really staying focused on that, like listening to other people's point of view and then setting a boundary with it. So it's not about pushing people away or letting them too far in. And these are really the practical things that are attached to your chakra frequencies. So, yeah, I would check out that book as your next step of your path.
All right, it's called what now? Yoga.
I'll spell it out for you so you can write it down. The name of the yogi is I don't even know if I could say the first name, but it's P-A-R-A-M-A-H-A-N as in Nancy S-A. And then the last
yoga
name
Nandy.
Is yeah, Yoga Nandy. Yep, and that is, I think it's Diary of a Yogi is the name of the autobiography.
Wow, and now listen, let me tell you how crazy this is, because I actually am a bookworm. I love reading books. I write books. And now let me tell you what's crazy about this man whose name that you just spelled out. I have one of his books in my room right now that I read years ago.
Wow.
How about
wow.
that?
No, that's how it works. That's the magic.
I have his
that's
book
how you
right
know
here
you're
in my room. That's crazy.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. And that's when you know spirit is with you and working with you and talking to you, is when you get that kind of confirmation that is, you know, your next step. And then you read that and then you're inspired to go on to the next thing. And oh my, you're on what we call the magic carpet ride. Just go with it, be gentle with yourself and keep doing what you're doing. Because if you're in this kind of frequency, you're doing everything that you're supposed to be.
All right. Thank you for the kind words, you know, thank you for the kind words.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. I'll be calling again next show.
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Cool. Awesome.
Aww,
that's pretty cool.
That's so beautiful. I know. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. I remember when I had gotten whiplash. That was like a few years ago. And then I said, Spirit, what do you want me to do? I can't move my body. And I pulled the Thich Nhat Hanh book off the shelf. And I was like, who is this? This looks boring. And I set it on my table. And then a couple of days later, my friend calls me and she goes, hey, there's a Thich Nhat Hanh meditation down the street. Do you want to go with me? And I was like, okay, I'm supposed to.
That aha moment. Aha.
Aha. And mindfulness, which is what he teaches, has saved my life. I would not be, I mean, I would have ran into another pole probably if I wouldn't have learned how to be mindful.
Yeah. Just the thought of that sounds painful.
It was so painful. When I say initiation, it really was a couple years of the tooth infections, whiplash, the eye burning, eye infections. Like my body's definitely... And I'm so grateful because it could be so much, you know, there's people going through so much, so much more. I see it all the time on Facebook. I'm grateful that there are periods where there's breaks from pain. And and the key for me is what I'm negotiating with now, being in a really good spot and having so many needs met for the first time in a couple years is letting down my guards. How can I receive this knowing that life is cyclical and then I might have pain again in my life. I might have more suffering and, you know, that's probable. It's not guaranteed, but it's probable. And in that case, can I still, this is the mindfulness practice I'm attempting to do, is can I still like fully, fully embrace this good juju right now? Do you ever go
right.
through that?
yeah, I've been there. I'm just like everybody else. Sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. Sometimes we're sideways.
Oh, you're hilarious. You're like, I'm just like everyone else, except I'm magical.
We're all magic. Remember, that's what you said.
I do think that we all are. I used to wonder, I was like, we're all magical, for sure. I know we don't have a ton of time, but I do want to share with you guys the story of the teaching that came through on Monday was focus on our strengths. And so I was doing a reading with a client and this card came up and it really profoundly impacted me, focusing on our strengths and what that meant and how it came out in her reading. So then I did like a little channeling about it, made like an Instagram, Facebook video, because I'm trying to do a theme of the week. Well, then the very next day, yesterday, Tuesday, I coach my daughter's Girls on the Run, which is a team of about 12 girls from third to fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, what we do is we learn a theme, you know, some kind of self-esteem or emotional intelligence, and then we run and we're practicing for a 5K we're going to do in a couple weeks. And
oh,
so there's
cool.
A few different, I know, it's so beautiful. We've learned the power of friendship, compromise. And so I made that video and I did that reading. And then the next day I go in and they're teaching, or what we're teaching the girls that this week was focus on your strengths. Talk about a coincidence. How's that even? I mean, it's just hilarious. And so the reason why I bring this up is because I've never coached anything before, and I've done, you know, most things by myself. Like I've done a couple collaborative workshops and stuff, but when it comes to like a team, I didn't really grow up in a tight-knit family unit. So going from mm-hmm. I to we, like I said earlier in the show, I was really scared about it. So we don't have the strongest of head coach, but I give her so many props for attempting to be one, because that's
right.
Really brave and it takes a lot of time. But yet I was really hoping to kind of sit on the sidelines and chill out with the kids and just be like one of the kids, like I like to do, you know,
right.
I'm just the fun loving coach over in the corner who does the warm ups. And
you're the assistant coach, huh?
Well, and I technically am supposed to be, but the main coach has kind of had a lot of issues and mm-hmm. Fully has the capacity. So we both have ADHD. I am not someone who can read a curriculum and then teach it to children verbatim. So it just, without ADHD medication, it's not my forte. It's not my strength. So I really wanted to focus upon my strengths during this team, you know, this time that we're all together, which is emotional intelligence. If a girl's having a hard day, I can, you know, process that with her. I can run with them. I can encourage them. I love physical fitness. So I couldn't do the curriculum game part. And so I called in support. I called like the lead of the Girls on the Run and she came in, and there I wasn't so scared. And then I got to do what my strengths are. And yesterday there's a couple like special needs girls in our team. And there's one who is very touchy-feely, like she'll jump on you or she'll squeeze you. And I'm noticing that the other coaches are like, we had a lot of coaches, extra coaches come in yesterday for support because I called for more help. And this little girl's like really on one of the younger coaches. And she's like kind of scared. Like I noticed when this little girl's like hugging and squeezing and really getting in people's boundaries that they freak out. The coaches are like, please get off me, please get off me. But she doesn't listen. So anyways, I took her to the side. I spent about 20 minutes with her. And I said, you know, so what's going on when you're hurting people's bodies? And we tell you, and you don't stop hurting our bodies. And she said, I don't know that I'm hurting you. And I said, well, what would make it like easier to ask you that request? And she, you know, she was able to say what she needs in order for us, you know, for her to get, you know, not hurt our bodies anymore. And it was just a really intense conversation. I mean, there was a point where I was trying to get her to be part of the team and the lesson work for the day. And she just screamed. She goes, I want to cut my throat. And I was like, oh, my. I said, why? Why do you want to do that? What's going on in your throat? She goes, I can't speak my words. And I said, so you have a hard time trying to say what you need to say. And she said, yes, I want to say it and I can't. So that's when she starts touching. And I really got into her world to learn more about her and what her needs were. And so, you know, long story short, I even gave her a little reading. It was so cute. I told her what I did. I was just trying to calm her down because she was real hyper. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, you know, I'm a psychic. I can give you a reading. She goes, oh, okay. What am I going to be when I grow up? I said, I see you in a white lab coat. She goes, yes, I'm an astrological pioneer, biological engineer, like this huge word. And I went, yes, yeah. You came here to do that. And I said, and now I see a spaceship. And she goes, exactly. I'm here to prove the existence of other life on our planet. And I went, oh, baby girl, you're a star being. You're not from here.
Aww.
It was so special to me to be able to recognize that, you know, we have these beings that are not able to be like the rest of us. They just came here for a purpose. And I got to connect
right.
with one. And I got to use my strength. That's the thing. I was feeling shame that I wasn't able to explain a certain part of the curriculum. But when it comes mm-hmm. to, you know, connecting on an emotional level, that's my strength. And I can't do both, and that's okay. Why would I need to if we're in a team?
Correct. Everybody has their role.
Yeah, yeah. But that's – and that seems to fly on teams, but in real life, aren't we kind of expected to be at all somewhat?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, we're all part of somebody's team or our A team somewhere. We're the A team.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to be the Platinum Phoenix then.
There you go.
What's your X-Man team name?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I never thought about that until you brought that up. Serious ones. I don't know. I'm not sure. Caught me off guard there, Don.
All right. That's your assignment. That's your playwork for the June Gypsy. You're going to have your X-Men A-Team name.
June Gypsy.
Or not.
There we go. I know I will.
Your gypsy name. Woo! Oh, I love it.
That's funny. Cool.
Very cool. I'm going to, let's see, what events? I don't have a ton of events going on this month, guys, but if you did like the readings and you really, really like the show and you like the guided meditation, you know, I have my website, dawn-thompson.com, that has my you know, my information, and we can give you a personal session, very affordable. I love doing phone sessions. And you know what I do, again, it's more prescriptive and intuitive, not so much psychic, though that can come through like, hey, you got a book in your room, read it. But there's a lot of, you know, somatic witnessing that we can do together. I can hold space and, yeah, you can read my testimonials. You can also see my events on there. Right now, the events we got going on is a collaboration with me and Iggy. We're going to be hosting the Shakti Shakedown. Shakti is that wild primal energy that we all have. And it's like an ecstatic dance party, and there's going to be drumming. So bring your instruments and bring your beautiful costumes if you want. And it's going to be a good time. That's at Brothers Drake Meadery, the 25th, starting at 9 p.m.
Excited. New moon. New moon.
New moon. New moon. And then the new moon is all about setting intention. So, you know, we can drum in some good juju. And then I don't have anything else until June. I'm going to be doing a series of workshops at the House of Om with Joshua Hayward, the house astrologist. And the very first workshop is going to be identifying your cyclical themes and how to integrate and process them for your life path. So say your theme was like we were talking about it earlier, control, or like mine, one of mine is abandonment in the past, you know, like, and trust. Mm-hmm. Like if that's the theme and you're replaying something out over and over and over, this workshop is going to be really dope for like going in, finding out where that lives in your body, getting your chakras balanced, your DNA upgrade, remove it, integrate it, and feel like $1 million afterwards.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yay.
I'm excited.
This is going to be a badass month. This is my birthday month, so I have a lot of fun stuff planned. And, yeah, and I want to do a lot of readings, too. So people call me and
set the intention.
The intention is set. So it is, and so it shall be.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so that's all I have for this month.
Sounds good. Hey, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, Dawn. Always a pleasure to be on the air with you and sharing. So we'll see you next month. Well, I'll see you before then, but see you on the air.
Perfect. Sounds great. All right, namaste. Everybody take
namaste.
Care. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Much love. All right, thank you for tuning in to the Gypsy Wagon Hour with Dawn of the New Era with Insights Radio. I'm producer Iggy, and I hope you enjoyed our show. And if you need to get a hold of Dawn, you can go to www.dawn-thompson.com, or you can find her on Facebook at Dawn of the New Era, and she'll be willing to work with you. We've been friends for quite some time, and you know I learn a lot from Dawn. She's very intuitive, very connected, and she's a very playful person. And she loves to dance, and she loves to, you know, bring that energy. And so the Shakti Shakedown drum circle on the 25th at Brothers Drake's Meadery is going to be a good time. So if you really, really want to connect with like-minded people and want to have fun and drum and just dance and have a good time, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you come to that because it'll be a great, great time. It'll be a blast. It'll be a time just to let go, release, and just have fun. And that's the biggest thing, is just release and have fun. So with that, I want to say thank you for tuning in. Be well. I'll talk to everybody next week on Monday with Insights Radio, broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe with Iggy and Adriana Arts. We'll be back on the air. Adriana should be back from her trip in South Carolina, soaking in the sun. And we'll talk to everybody soon, so be well and have fun.